Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call to discuss the first quarter 2017 results of Grupo Sanborns. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translation into English, and later we will conduct a question and answer session. With us, we've got the following people: Mr. Mario Bermudez, CFO, Sanborns Group; Mr. Jose Manuel Campo, Director of Sanborns; Mr. Arturo Aguirre, Director of the Credit Business; and Mr. Gerardo Wong, Subdirector of Credit Business; and Rocio Guzman, who is the Head of Financial Planning. Now I will turn the call over to Ms. Rocio Guzman. Please go ahead. Good morning, everyone. In the first quarter of the year, total sales increased 8.7%, reaching 11.1 billion pesos. This was due to Sears growing, and it was in 10.3%, Sanborns 0.4%, and Promusa 17.4%. Other formats, including Saks Fifth Avenue and Dax, grew 12.4%. Same-store sales grew 4.9% in a consolidated basis, 5.4% at Sears, minus 1.8% at Sanborns, and 12.4% at Promusa. The good same-store sales performance was due to attractive promotions offered by our different formats to customers. By category, the best-performing items were in technology, sporting, home furniture, white lines, beauty, and audio. The credit portfolio increased 11.4%, reaching 11.3 billion pesos, while credit income grew 16.3% during the quarter, reflecting a higher promotional activity. We maintain a sound portfolio where non-performing loans, NPLs, grew slightly to 2.9%, being a percentage below the market. We added 219,000 new cardholders, which means that we maintain a penetration of the private label card of around 59%. Regarding the gross profit, since a higher contribution of technology and big tickets such as home furniture and white lines was observed within the product mix, gross margin declined 20 basis points, totaling 40% of sales. Quarterly open operating income grew 5.8% with a margin of 9%. This is explained mainly by a growth of 9% in operating and administrative expenses due to a higher depreciation and costs of electricity and expenses related to the opening of two stores in the Portal San Angel Shopping Center. Quarterly EBITDA totaled 1.3 billion pesos, growing 8.2% with a margin of 11.8% of sales. The comprehensive financial result was positive and 11.9% higher compared to previous years due to a decrease of net interest income because of lower levels of cash and cash equivalents, but mainly due to a Forex gain versus a Forex loss for the past year. At the bottom line, net income reached 817 million pesos, increasing 29.4% due to the sound operating results, a lower effective tax rate that fell from 27.6% to 18.9%, the participation in subsidiaries of Inmuebles Efrom, and a lower participation of minority shareholders. The company has no debt, and the amount of cash and equivalents totaled 468 million pesos, decreasing 72.7% due to the following reasons. Financing the expansion plan due to the progress in the construction platforms of the 17 new stores for the current year and the start of the remodeling and expansion of stores in our three main formats. Two, share repurchases of around 44 million pesos. Three, higher credit portfolio and inventories for the new brick and mortar stores like online businesses, including Claro Shop. In the first quarter, the expansion plan included the opening of one Sears and one iShop stores. At the end of March, we had 1,194,000 square meters of commercial area and expect an increase in that area for the current year of around 6% with the opening of 6 Sears, 5 Sanborns, and 6 iShop stores. We also consider the remodeling of 11 stores and the expansion of 5 stores within our three formats. With this, I conclude my general comments. We can now proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. First, we will receive questions in Spanish and then questions in English. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to remove yourself from the waiting list, press the number key. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch tone phone. And we have Sergio Matsumoto from Citi. Yes, good morning. My question would be about the EBITDA margin in the segment of Sanborns. This is the second quarter that we have margins, and I would like to know why are we having this pressure and what is the margin performance forecasted for the rest of the year? Sergio, good morning. This is Mario Bermudez. In Sanborns, we are considering that we need to be at EBITDA levels like last year. We consider that the last quarter would have an important impact on the results, and in terms of the projection we are considering would be practically to keep the same margin as last year. Okay, so then in order to get to a margin the same as last year with this contraction, that means that in the following quarters we could have some expansion. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And we have Joaquin Ley from Itaú. Hi, good morning, and thanks for this conference call. Could you talk about the reasons why we are having a less in positive rate in the first quarter of 2017 and what is the expectation for the rest of the year? Yes, Joaquin, of course. Good morning. The effect in reality is that since we had an active money situation at the group Sanborns level and having 2 percentage points more of inflation in the first quarter of 2017 compared to 2016, that's why we are having that impact. So then, as long as we have inflations at this level, we should then look up of in tax rates that are going to be compared to last year. Yes, that is correct. And also we have Liliana De Leon, GDM. Hi, good morning. My question is related to Sanborn's format. If you could tell us a little bit of more of detail on what you are seeing towards the future in order to compensate the acceleration and the negative numbers that we have there. I believe that the sensors would be about boosting traffic. Yes, that is correct. I am Jose Manuel Campo. Good morning. Practically what we had was a problem with the calendar in the first quarter along with some other issues due to the rise in gasoline prices generated impacting our stores practically. And for the rest of the year, we see no issue. I consider that this should have to be reversed and getting better results. Thank you. And we also have Miguel Luchao, BBVA. Hi, good morning. In terms of the portfolio, what are the expectations for 2017? Are we going to grow in a high digit range, or what kind of promotions, what kind of results are you expecting in terms? And also related to the past due portfolio, what is the number you feel comfortable with in order to then have a good behavior in our portfolio? Well, this is Arturo Aguirre. I am the Director of Credit Business. The portfolio as of now is quite clean. Nevertheless, everything we had last year and towards the last 6 months, we had the chance of offering even more by means of discounts instead of terms, and that allowed us to grow a little bit in the production of portfolio with no interests. But in these last 2 months, including this quarter, we've had the chance of getting support with a strategy in the direction going to the portfolio in order to solve the debts. But this would be depending upon the behavior, and I would be talking about the bad accounts, because obviously what we want is to boost the sales, and we also have the promotions with cash discounts and also promotions with no interests, and then leveling it off on the one hand. And on the other hand, we are not intending to have in the future the situation of giving longer terms of what we should, because then we are then getting a closed portfolio. On the other hand, evidently the portfolio is giving us a very good percentage, but evidently, and in all this portfolio, we've had the impact of the levels of early morosity, and this could then take us up in terms of morosity. And this is not about an alarm of having these high levels of morosity, 2.70, 2.80, or 3.15. We consider that this is sustainable as a good percentage. All of this should be protected with our due reserves, because this could impact in terms of the accounts that we are not going to collect. But it is controlled, and answering concretely your question is, yes, we are still going to have a series of promotions with no interest in order to support the sales and increasing them as well. Number two, on the side of cash and discounts, when we have like fashion products and so on. And maybe with this, I've already answered your question. Yes, thank you very much. Will we have any differentiated behavior between Sears credit and Sanborns credits? What happens, and generally what we are trying to do, is to have the same item, but the Sanborns portfolio would be too small compared to the Sears portfolio, so the impact of Sanborns compared to the impact of Sears would be quite different. And we have a minimum in terms of evolution and growth on one of them. Thank you very much. And then we don't have any further questions as of now.
Now we will continue with questions in English. Please bear in mind there might be a slight delay for your questions to be answered due to the translation. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. At this moment, we have no questions. I will turn the call back over to Mrs. Guzman for any closing remarks.